And a very good Friday afternoon, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Oh The Pain podcast. It's Friday. It is March 22nd. It's 2024. And the Joe Beningo Oh The Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tire, and by our friends at DraftKings. All right, we got to start with this. I was stunned. I get a text yesterday. I got a couple texts. First of all, from the incomparable Joey and Clark, who took time out from his heavy dating schedule to send me a text that J.D. Martinez had been signed by the Mets. And I just could not. I was stunned. And then Kenny Scarabaggio, he sent me one. I couldn't believe it. The Mets have finally come to their senses and realized that Mark Vientos cannot be the everyday designated hitter. Like, what a surprise. It only took them long enough to figure that out. And they got Martinez on a one-year deal, $12 million. And I think it's only $4.5 million right now. And it's like deferred for 10 years. Is that it? It's like a Bobby Bonilla deal going here. Like the old days with the Wilpons. But I was very happy that finally Stevie Coupon and Small Market David finally caved to their senses and actually signed a legitimate hitter. How about that? And now you look at the lineup right now and you feel a little better if you're a Met fan. You say, oh, wow, look, we got Alonso, at least until they trade him or let him walk as a free agent. We got Francisco Lindor. We got Brandon Nimmo. Hopefully a healthy Starling Marte. We got Francisco Alvarez. And you're sitting there, and hopefully, you know, one of these, maybe Brett Beatty turns into something. I don't know. Don't hold you, Brett. We got Jeff McNeil. And all of a sudden, you're saying, wow, that lineup doesn't look so damn bad now, does it? And why the hell did it take the Mets so damn long to finally sign this guy? You know why? Because they were just waiting for the price to come down. You know, Stevie Coupons wants to make, you know, he's, you know, in the just last year, right? Just think about this. Just last year, Stevie Coupons was purchasing his product from basically Bergdorf Goodman. Now he's buying from Walmart, you know? Let's get as cheap as we possibly can, okay? So, but I'm happy they made this signed J.D. Martinez. He's a very solid hitter. I understand he's 37, 38 years old. But this was a good move by the Mets, and it's about freaking time. Now, how about this? How about solidifying the pitching staff and signing Jordan Montgomery? How about it? Blake Snell finally signed with the Giants. You think maybe they should open up the pocketbook a little more and sign Montgomery? Because somebody's going to be signing him soon, maybe the Yankees, with the injury to Gerrit Cole. You know, who knows when we're going to see Senga. I mean, this now, if all of a sudden the Mets sign J.D. Martinez and then turn around and sign Montgomery, now as a Met fan, you're saying, oh, okay. You know, this wasn't as bad. This actually turned out to be a decent offseason. So we'll see. I doubt they're signing Montgomery, but they really, that would at least really make you feel better if you're a fan of the New York Mets. So we'll see. Opening day a week from yesterday. They open up at home against the small market David Stern's old team, the Brewers. But nevertheless, opening day less than a week away, but a very good move by the Mets signing J.D. Martinez. Couldn't be happier with that move. All right, let's move on to the football team. I got to tell you, look, you look at what the Jets and Joe Douglas has done here in the free agency, and you're a Jet fan, you got to be happy. Okay, the guys they've signed, Tyron Smith, the trade for Morgan Moses, this guy Simpson, the guard from the Ravens, Tyrod Taylor to be the backup to Rodgers, Mike Williams at wide receiver. They made a couple other signings too, a couple defensive linemen, one from the Cardinals, one from the 49ers. You know, they re-signed both of the kickers, Greg Zuerlein, Thomas Morstead. So you look at what the Jets have done in the offseason, and you say to yourself, wow, not bad. Here's the only problem. Here's the one big caveat, though, okay? Mike Williams played three games last year. Tyron Smith played 13 out of 17 last year. Morgan Moses is not exactly a kid, as we all know. And we all know, of course, the quarterback coming back from, you know, a 40-year-old quarterback coming back from Achilles surgery. You got to be a little worried about that, too. So, I, you know, everybody's calling me up. Everybody, you know, they're all, this guy's pumped up. Tommy Keenan's all delirious. He's printing the AFC Championship game tickets already. You got Artie calling me up, and he's like, Artie in Brooklyn, oh, this is unbelievable. Tyron Smith, Mike Williams. Everybody's going delirious. Even Joey and Clark is pumped up. Unbelievable. I mean, I actually canceled his date for last night. He was so happy about it, right? I mean, unbelievable. You can't make it up, right? But I temper my enthusiasm big time because I'm 70 years old now. And finally, it took a long goddamn time, okay? Even last year, I was all jacked up. Oh, we got Rodgers. We're going to win. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And as usual, we got it right up our ass, right? Of course. Only the Jets could have all the hoopla around Rodgers, and then four plays into the first game of the season, he's done for the year. It could only happen to our team. Who else could it possibly happen to? So I'm happy with the moves that were made. Even Tyrod Taylor's a guy that gets hurt all the time, even though I love he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in football, no doubt. And if he's playing a lot, we got serious problems. I mean, you know, he could play a couple games and be effective. He can't be, you know, play 10 games for you and you feel good about it. But I have tempered my I've been burned too many goddamn times as a Jet fan. I really have. So you can sit there and you can get all crazy as a fan of this team and you can get all pumped up and you can be delirious. Not me. I want to see it on the field. I got to see these guys stay healthy and I got to see them go out there and win. That's it. That's it. And the Jet fans could be as giddy as they want, you know. And my message to my fellow Jet fans again, how many times do you have to get screwed before you realize, hey, maybe I better cool it a little bit? Yeah, like I said, love the moves Douglas has made. Every move. Love everyone. But I ain't getting crazy about it till I see this team playing out there on the field and starting to win football games. Because there is no gray area anymore for this franchise. It is win or go or goodbye to Robert Saleh, to Joe Douglas, you know, to Nathaniel Hackett. To everybody, Jeff Ulbrich, everybody, it's goodbye if this team doesn't win. So the excuses are over. The nonsense is done. Now this team's got to go out there and play football, and they got to go out there and win football games. And the most important thing for the Jets this year, and really anybody in the NFL, but the most important thing for the Jets this year is staying healthy. Staying healthy. Now, they still need a few other things. They need a backup running back for Breece Hall. And what are they going to do now in the draft? They got the 10th pick in the draft. Here's the way I look at the draft. You got those three tackles there, the kid from Oregon State, the kid from Penn State, Joe Alt from Notre Dame. If one of those guys is there and you really like that guy, right? Like if the tackle is there, that you feel is the best guy if you're Joe Douglas, then take that tackle. Because Tyron Smith's not going to be here forever. And at some point, we got to look to the future about who our, you know, starting left tackle is going to be for the next how many years. So I would go that route if the right guy is there. Now, if all the tackles are gone, or if, you know, whoever is sitting there isn't the guy you really want, and Brock Bowers is sitting there, the tight end from Georgia, then that's the guy. Go take him. Go take Brock Bowers. He's a tremendous player. Saw him play a lot. Obviously, you know he can win. You know he's a big winner. There's no doubt about it. He won two national championships at Georgia. Won 29 straight games there before they got beat in the SEC championship last year by Alabama. They probably still should have been in the Final Four. I mean, they still, let's be honest, were still one of the top four teams in the country. There's no doubt about it. And we saw what they did. They annihilated Florida State in their bowl game. Of course, Florida State decided they didn't want to play in that ball game. Everybody either transferred or, you know, declared for the NFL. So I'll take Bowers. You know, and he's not really a tight end anyway. He's more of a hybrid type guy. Reminds me of Travis Kelce a little bit. He should only be if they draft him. He reminds me of Kelce a little bit in that he's more wide receiver than he is tight end. So that's the way I would go. And I'll tell you something else too, and I've said it, and I don't have a second round pick. I have said this. At some point, this team has got to address the future quarterback of this team. Who knows how long Rodgers is going to be here? Who knows if Rodgers stays healthy this year? At some point, they have got to draft the next quarterback of this football team. And I don't know if they're doing this. This would be the perfect time to do that, because if they drafted that young quarterback now, well, he wouldn't be playing right away. He's going to sit behind Rodgers for at least a year. You know, unlike all these other guys, the first-round draft choices we've seen over the years, whether it was Mark Sanchez or Sam Darnold or, you know, Zach Wilson, it doesn't matter. These guys all played immediately. If they got a quarterback now, I don't know, maybe they could draft somebody in the third round. Maybe Tua Tagovailoa's brother's sitting there in the third round, a kid from Maryland who I like a lot. Maybe this kid from Tulane is sitting there. A lot of people like him, the quarterback from Tulane. I would take a flyer on a guy like that. You never know. And we've seen now that just because you get draft a guy in the first round, it doesn't mean anything. You know, you could be the Mr. Irrelevant like Brock Purdy, okay, and lead your team to a Super Bowl. You could be a fourth-round draft choice like Dak Prescott. You could be the last. You could be a sixth-round pick like Tom Brady. Joe Montana was taken in the third round, you know? And how many times do we see these first-round picks never make it anyway? And you know with these guys that are going to go, it looks like right now, now, by the way, the Chicago Bears trading Justin Fields for a sixth-round pick to the Steelers. Really? You talk about a steal. The Bears better know what they're doing with Caleb Williams, because I'll tell you right now, I think Fields is only getting better, and he's still young. In fact, I would have loved to see the Jets for a sixth-round pick take a shot at a guy like Fields. Let him sit for a year behind Rodgers, and here we go. I think the Steelers got a steal with him. I really do. And, of course, they got Russell Wilson as well. But I think they got a steal with Justin Fields, Pittsburgh. We'll see. But just you look at these guys that are going to go 1, 2, 3. Caleb Williams, I guess, is going 1 to the Bears. I'm not sure who's going to be the second pick, either Drake May or Jalen Daniels, right? One of those guys is going to go second, okay? And the other guy's going third. Washington has a second pick. They're taking one of these quarterbacks. The Patriots got the third pick. They're taking one of the quarterbacks. But who knows? You know, I put money on it right now that only one of those three guys will really turn out to be a big-time quarterback. You know, and how about the rumor that's going around now that J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback of Michigan, who obviously, you know, helped lead Michigan to a national championship this year, that he may be picked, he may go sixth in the draft to the Giants. Joel Shane, they may take J.J. McCarthy. You know, and it would make some sense. McCarthy could sit for a year, as I just said with the Jet situation, could sit for a year behind Daniel Jones, because Jones is going to play, because they got all this money invested in him, and he's too big of a cap hit to let go right now. I think the Giants are going to take J.J. McCarthy. Daniel Jones isn't their guy. Shane didn't draft him. Gettleman did. So don't be surprised to see that play out that way for the Giants. But who knows? Who knows? Michael Penix? I don't know. Who knows about any of these guys? Bo Nix? Who knows what these guys are going to turn out to be? So we'll see. But I wouldn't mind if the Jets, maybe, like I said, maybe with a third-round pick, say, hey, you know what? There's a quarterback here that we kind of like. Let's take a flyer on this kid. Because God knows they need the quarterback of the future, and they don't have that guy right now. They don't not have him. And isn't it funny? How about this, too? Well, we're talking about the Jets. Zach Wilson still on the team. They can't get rid of him. The Patriots were able to get rid of Mac Jones to the Jaguars for a sixth-round pick. And as far as I'm concerned, that you can't tell me Mac Jones is much better than Zach Wilson is. If he is, it's not by a lot. And the Jets may have to just, you know, cut Zach Wilson. And if they do, they do. What are you going to do? Because he can't be on a team anymore. He can't be there. He can't be. He's got to be gone. So, you know, if you can't get a bag of beans for him, well, you can't. And you're just going to have to let him go. But anyway, I like what Douglas has done. Now these guys got to stay healthy and get it done on the field. So I am tempering my enthusiasm with all the moves that the Jets have made in this offseason, as my wife laughs at something. All right? Let's bring the spot. You want to tell us what's so freaking funny here? What is it? What is it? Can we talk about it?
I'm reading an article about...
About who?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, my God. What's he doing now?
Well, no.
What, Sharon dump him? I mean...
No. Sharon says he has always been inappropriate with women. Always.
He's always been inappropriate with women?
And I knew what I was getting into when I married him, but I adore him.
Mm.
So he's really sick. So they got a nurse... A very large Russian lady.
Yeah.
So I guess
very unattractive nurse.
Yes, she has big
squanjai. Right.
Boobs.
Right.
So he asked her if she has breastfed her kids, and Sharon got mad and she said, "You can't say that stuff anymore."
Right. And what did the Russian? Did she smack him? Did she belt him with her boobs or something like that?
Oh yeah. I didn't get any further than that.
No. I'll tell you right. Ozzy Osbourne is inappropriate with women, but his wife loves him anyway. Yeah, okay. That's a short.
I think she loves the Daenerys.
Yeah, well, that helps. The money helps. Yeah. That's a short list of wives who love their husbands. They adore their husbands, even though they're extremely inappropriate with women. I can tell you right now. Very short list. All right, let's get our sponsor. Was that a digression, huh? Let's get our sponsors in here. Wow. A week from today will be our next live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company. My old partner, Evan Roberts, will be there with us. Don't know what color his beard will be, okay? Don't know that yet. I know he's been, I guess he still has it. I haven't seen him for a while, so. But Evan will be with us next Friday, Hackensack Brewing Company. You know the deal, located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful, who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? Okay, anyway. The tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. See Mike Jones, see TJ, see everybody over there. Andre, the whole group over there at the Brewing Company. And we will see you next week, 7:15 or so, for our next live podcast with my old partner, the one and only Evan Roberts. And of course, next Friday is Good Friday. It's also the day after opening day in baseball and also 2 days before Easter Sunday. So check us out, the Hackensack Brewing Company, next Friday. Also, Anita Discount Tire, you know the deal, right? Go see my son Johnny. Go see his boss Harry. Go see everybody there, Rob, the whole deal. You need work done on your car. You need tires. You need your car inspected. This is the place to go. I need a discount tire. Tell them I sent you. It's on Westwood Avenue in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey. Go check them out, whatever your automotive needs are. And, of course, DraftKings. Now, if you want to bet on the NCAA tournament, which is going on right now, I haven't seen what's happening yet today. I've had some things to do. How about yesterday when Oakland beat Kentucky? Really? What's happened to John Calipari? How the hell does Kentucky lose to Oakland? Can you tell me that? And let me do the DraftKings, and I got some things I got to say about that. Now, if you want to bet on anything, you want to bet on the NCAA tournament, you want to bet on the NBA, the hockey, the golf, whatever you want, the Masters coming up in a couple of weeks, whatever you want to bet on, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code OTHEPAIN. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to check it out. The crown is yours. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text 467-369. DraftKings. I tell you right now, the NCAA tournament is not what it used to be. I'm sorry. And if you think, I know everybody loves these upsets, right? Is it really a good thing for the tournament that Oakland beat Kentucky? Really? Who the hell wants to see Oakland? Is Oakland somehow moving the needle for the rest of this? Would you rather see Oakland play in the second round or Kentucky play in the second round? Tell me. Answer that question. Who the hell, who cares about Oakland? I don't. In fact, I'm one of the few guys that could really give a damn about these early round games. Please, let's just get the riffraff the hell out and let's get to the Sweet 16 already. That's how I feel. You know, from there, maybe I'll start to pay attention a little more. But, I mean, come on. But John Calipari, lose it to Oakland? Come on, man. Maybe Calipari's time is running out in Kentucky. Maybe it is. I don't know. And I know a lot of people, they were a trendy pick to win the tournament. They really were. And here they are, one and done. Unbelievable. Just horrible. And it's not good for, I'm sorry. Don't tell me that's good for college basketball. Because I don't want, who cares about Oakland? Really, who gives a damn? I don't even know where it is. Is it in Oakland, California? I think there's an Oakland. It might be in Michigan, believe it or not. I mean, really? Come on. So I'm sorry. I'm more excited for the women than the men. And here's a big problem with the NCAA tournament as far as I'm concerned. Let's be honest about this. There's no stars. It's bad enough that the Big East got hosed with St. John's not getting in, Seton Hall not getting in, Providence not getting in for what was like the second best conference in the country all year with the best team in the country in Connecticut. Ridiculous. Two other teams that were top 10 all year in Marquette and Creighton. Creighton won their game yesterday. But, I mean, come on. But all that aside, let's be honest. There's no stars in college basketball anymore. None. Don't give me Zach Edey as a big star, please. Don't give me Donovan Klingon from Connecticut as a big star. Where are the stars? I watched the Requiem for the Big East the other day on 30 for 30 on the on-demand stuff on the Optimum that I have, right? I mean, are you kidding me? The Big East in the 80s, look at the stars they had. Patrick Ewing, Chris Mullin, Pearl Washington, Eddie Pinckney. You had Walter Berry, who was a big star back then. Mark Jackson. What do you got now? Nothing. There's no big stars in college basketball. There's no Lou Alcindor. There's no Bill Walton. There's no Pete Maravich or Calvin Murphy. None of these guys. Like I said, none of those guys from the Big East back in the 80s. You don't have any guys like that. There's no Christian Laettner. There's no Larry Bird or Magic Johnson. There's not even Zion Williamson. I mean, that's a big problem as far as I'm concerned. How am I getting excited when there's no stars at all? Terrible. And even the big coaches aren't there anymore. Boeheim's gone. Krzyzewski's gone. Roy Williams is gone, right? Who's the big coaches? They wouldn't let Pitino in. They stuck it to Pitino, so he wasn't in there. Calipari's gone after they lose to Oakland. I guess Tom Izzo's still there. Michigan State beat Mississippi State yesterday. They love Izzo. They love Michigan State. Got to put them in. But, you know, Michigan State usually plays well in the tournament, no matter what they do in the regular season. But you don't even have the big-time coaches anymore. Man, these guys are all gone. Jay Wright, he's gone. So, I mean, you know, well, college basketball, you can get as excited as you want about the tournament. And for me, there is no excitement level whatsoever. You know, and I'll keep an eye on it today, but I really could give a damn. I didn't fill out a bracket, nor do I care to do so. So that's my feeling as far as that is concerned. Before we go away, how about this Ohtani disaster? How about this? Did you see this? Where his interpreter, apparently, longtime interpreter, best friends with Ohtani, going back to their days in Japan and all of that, right? His interpreter has a major gambling problem. He owes $4.5 million to the bookies. $4.5 million. And apparently, Ohtani paid his debt, bailed them out. Really? What's going on with that? Is Ohtani involved at all with this? Could you imagine the scandal if somehow Ohtani was also betting on baseball? Could you imagine that? But you know what? When you're in bed, and, you know, look, DraftKings is one of our sponsors, and they do a great job and all of that. But when you are being sponsored by, you know, all the different, the DraftKings and all of the different ones, I won't mention the other ones, you know what they are. When you're being sponsored by them, when you're watching a game, whatever game it is, and in the middle of the game, they're showing you that you could still bet on this game now and giving you the odds on that game if you bet right now. Well, what the hell? As I'm coughing up a lung here, what the hell do you expect? What do you expect? And especially with baseball. And I, look, I don't know if there's any issue with Ohtani. Maybe it's just the fact that he did pay this thing off for his buddy, and that's the end of it. Now, they fired this interpreter. He's gone. So they get the Dodgers, got rid of him. He's out. Goodbye. See ya. And baseball, of course, has always been. Baseball is the king of all the sports of the holier-than-thou crowd. You know what I mean? Like, baseball, more than any sport, you know, all the powers that be are all on the moral high ground, right? All of them are smarter than you, and all of them probably think they're better than you, okay? Because most of these guys invented baseball, as we all know. We thought it was Abner Doubleday. We were wrong, right? And I'm not going to bring up names, but you know what I mean. You know, Shoeless Joe Jackson and the Black Sox scandal of 1919. All the nonsense with Pete Rose, you know, and what they did to him and all of this. The big signs in the clubhouse, you know, that you'll be gone for a year if we catch you betting once. If you do it again, you're banned forever from baseball. Come on. Really? But it's okay in the middle of a game. Well, I mean, what's the betting line now? We're in the fifth inning of the game. Well, this is the over-under for runs in the game now. Really? And you wonder why there could be an issue when it comes to gambling when you have this Ohtani thing. Now, my wife is standing up, which means she wants to show me something. What do we got?
Lions, Cameron Sutton.
Okay.
Evidently, they released him because they can't find him.
Oh, really?
He strangled an unidentified woman.
Oh,
she's alive.
Who is this guy? Cameron Sutton?
Cameron Sutton.
I don't know this guy. What position did he play, Cameron Sutton?
There he is, number one.
Let's see. Ah, lovely. I don't know who this guy is.
Domestic battery by strangulation.
That's terrible. He's a cornerback for the Lions.
Nice.
Or he was.
Was.
You know.
Past tense.
Terrible. Just terrible. Anyway, getting back to the gambling thing. You know, when are these sports leagues going to get off their high horse and realize that if you are tied in with these sports betting services as your sponsors, well, what do you think is going to happen? So let's hope that Ohtani that this is all it was he just paid off this debt for his interpreter and that's the end of it, and that he didn't have anything to do with this gambling. And I'm going to say this again. And if you think that there's not gambling going on in the NBA, the NFL, the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, probably even in college sports now with the NIL money and all of this stuff, if you think that's not going on, then think again. You're delirious. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how the fallout is from this whole thing with Ohtani. But look, this is the problem. For years, remember the years the NFL, we can't even think about having a team in Las Vegas because there might be gambling, right? And now, really? Well, of course, we have a team in Las Vegas in the Raiders, right? And we have, it's okay now. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. But again, there's no sport that is more on the moral high ground than baseball. Whether it be the gambling, whether it be the steroids, whatever. You name what it is, man. They are on that. They're there. We're down here, you know, the deplorables, if you will. We're down here, and everybody on the moral high ground is up there. So let's hope that this doesn't turn out to be a disaster with Ohtani. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Check me out tomorrow on The Fan at 10 o'clock. All the love.